Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
John F. Marcuso joins us. He's from New York, but he lives in Japan and teaches there. He's associate professor. And a few weeks ago, I saw online screenshots, PDFs, I guess, of just an amazing in-depth article that was carried by the Tokyo Journal, I believe issue 255. And we're getting the professor all of his right information up right now on Infowars.com. And he wrote this with a Japanese colleague, and I want to talk today about 9/11, about how Japanese view it, and what, and then also the culture of Japan. Talk about an imperial culture where they've been conditioned just to go along with the official line. But kind of the paradox where I found the Japanese, and they've interviewed me, I guess, five or six times for national Japanese television just in the last few years on 9/11 and other issues. Why I have found, at least, and I've talked to others that have traveled and spoke in Japan and lectured there, that they're also very, very astute and very, very ready to research and believe what the mainstream media would call conspiracy theories. So, Professor Marcuso, it is so good to have you on with us today, sir.
It is a pleasure.
What time is it in Tokyo right now for you?
It's 2 o'clock in the morning over here.
Boy, you're going to be tired tomorrow.
I'm exhausted right now. I've been drinking green tea for the past hour. I'm pretty wired.
Well, we're really honored to have you on the air with us. Tell us about the university you're from, the website for the newspaper, so we can read about it. And then let's launch you to 9/11, sir.
I work at a university called Hitotsubashi University. It's one of the leading universities in the country. Very bright students, very eager students. Basically, it's a social science university, but there are four faculties: commerce, economics, law, and social science, and I am a language teacher, English primarily, but also Spanish.
Now, at the same time, you write for this magazine. Tell us about the Tokyo Journal, the city magazine.
I don't write for the Tokyo Journal. They I should say right from the start that
they use you for research. They use you for the piece. They did.
That's right. I am very proud of Tokyo Journal and the owner, Dr. Stephen Hauser, for being so courageous to run this article. My summer project was to speak to any and all publications, print, as well as broadcast people to try to get them to start really seriously investigating September 11th. And I had people hang up on me and threaten me, and you know, no one would speak to me. And finally, the Tokyo Journal, a leading English periodical in Japan, said, "Well, show us. You know, we don't know anything about this, so prove it to us." So I met with them and showed them a number of your mind-blowing documentaries, as well as some other documentaries and books, and they just ran with it.
Well, this is exciting because it really is a blue chip publication in Japan, and
important publication. Yes,
a lot of people read this. Now, were those Japanese publications that would yell at you and hang up on you?
Oh well, no, but Japanese as well as English based publications, sure.
So they didn't want to discuss it?
No, not at all, no.
Well, I want to get into the article and some of the things that people who wrote the article experienced while you helped them put it together with one of your colleagues on the other side, sir. So please stay with us. We're talking to Professor John F. Marcuso, and he actually had family in New York when it happened. We'll also get into that and get into Japanese culture as well. It's always interesting to explore cultures. I've never been to Japan. My wife's been to Japan. We've interviewed many guests from Japan and folks that have lived in Japan as well. So it's always good to look into other cultures as well and how they view things and how they've responded to this piece. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Professor John F. Marcuso joins us from Tokyo, Japan, and he helped do the research with one of his colleagues for a huge cover story that was in one of the largest English language journals in the country. That's the Tokyo Journal, the City Magazine. I thought it was very fair, and they sourced some of my 9/11 films and some other films as well. But again, this is just a very fair publication that is read all over Japan. And so I wanted to talk about yourself and your colleagues and some of the things you experienced doing the research and assisting this publication in doing this report and how the Japanese have responded to this, Professor. So please tell us the whole story about how you got into this and then what happened.
September 11th?
Yes, September 11th.
Well, I'm a native New Yorker, born and raised from Brooklyn, New York. I saw the Twin Towers go up when I was in elementary school, fascinated by them. Not exactly loved, as you have pointed out a number of times. Towers took a long time for New Yorkers to really fall in love with. On the night for us, but of course the morning in New York of September 11th, a friend of mine gave me a call and said, asked me to turn on the TV, and there was the North Tower burning. And it was a very surreal picture because there was no sound, just the long shot of the tower burning. And when I was on the phone, I said, well, hey, you know, there are fires in those towers all the time. My brother His, at the time, girlfriend, now wife, so his mother-in-law worked as a security person, so she knew quite a lot about the goings-on at the towers. And one day, this is quite a number of years ago, we were getting some tickets. There was a ticket center, and I was with his then-girlfriend, and she was talking about all the different goings-on and the bomb scares every single day, and the fires in the building. So when I'm looking at this long shot that was being broadcast live on Japanese TV, I didn't think anything of it. It's a large fire, but just a minute after picking up the phone and turning on the TV, there came out of the right side of the screen that silhouette of the airliner crashing into the other tower with the fireball erupting in the background. And when dealing with Japanese, you shouldn't expect quick answers. I was like, well, what was that? I don't know. Was that a plane? I don't know. What do you think? Something was going on. I said, look, thank you very much for informing me about this. I have to get off right away. I hung up, called up my father, got through, he picked up, he said, the TV just went out. Don't know what's going on. I heard a couple of explosions, and I said, look, I am looking at a live picture right now that's being broadcast on national TV, and I just saw a plane. I didn't know it was a jetliner. I just saw a plane crash into one of the towers, and the other one is on fire. Tell Paul, my brother, who is working right in one or two buildings away, tell Paul, get him on the phone, tell him to get out of there as quickly as possible. I was very concerned about my brother because he's learning disabled. He is mentally retarded, borderline intelligence. He does have a job, very pleasant man. You can have conversations with him. But a person in his condition, if the schedule is disrupted in any way, he panics. And my father, unfortunately, wasn't able to get him on the phone. And, of course, with what was going on over there, I mean, there was bedlam. And after the towers, they were told in their building to stay put, which was, of course, a mistake. And when the towers fell, electricity went out. My brother, I was told later, was in one of these sub basements, and he knew the labyrinth of tunnels and this maze of tunnels that were under all of these different buildings connecting together and going into shopping malls and subway stations, etc. And he basically groped his way through these tunnels, people falling over him, him getting banged up, groping his way to safety. In fact, a couple of weeks later, I'm in a magazine store looking at all the different coverage of September 11th. I pick up a People magazine, and there is a picture of my brother walking over the Brooklyn Bridge. He's emotionally scarred, considering his fragile constitution.
When did you start questioning the official fable?
Immediately. Immediately.
Tell us about that.
I saw these buildings go up. Of course, I was a child at the time, but I mean, I was fascinated. Being a child, you're interested in construction. I saw them going up. They were massive. I was a student in Spain and had lots of Spanish friends coming over, and I went up in them 20 times or so. These were just absolutely humongous structures. And to see them fall so quickly, it made no sense to me. And of course it did. It looked like an implosion. But what really got me was how quickly, after the initial so-called attack, how quickly the U.S. government came out with not just pictures, but profiles of these so-called hijackers.
And the second tower was hit, CIA director, then Director Tennant, was on television saying it was bin Laden.
remarkable. Wow. Great intelligence. Why didn't they, you know, it just seemed logical. Well, if they have pictures and profiles of these people, why aren't they trailing them? How do they get on board?
And then it turns out with Abel Danger and the rest of it, the government did, quote, try to stop the decoys, and that's what they were patsies, and were ordered in Defense Intelligence, FBI, CIA to back off the case or they'd be arrested, and that's now all part of the record. So it took years, though, I guess, for this to percolate until you started to go public, or give us that timeline.
Oh, no, right away. It didn't smell right. And I have to thank you, Mr. Jones, because it was, getting on the internet and, your site was one of the first that I had seen. And I have to admit, and, you know, in all honesty, at first it was too overwhelming. And I had to back off. And I took about a month or two. And I went back because of being confronted with this information. It breaks down our whole understanding of government and society and who we are as a people.
It's world shaking. It's world shifting.
It is. So I had to step back. And
I remember. Day one, we had posted Operation Northwoods, the official government plan to carry out 9/11-style attacks. We had the insider trading. We had the fact that NORAD had stood down. We knew this within the first day, and we had that up on Infowars.com. What did you think when you were seeing this?
It was overwhelming, and I thought it was mind-blowing, and it put me in a state of complete confusion. That's why I had to back off and give myself some distance. But when I was talking to other people about this, I said, take a look at this site. Take a look at Infowars.com. And people, also had the same reaction. No, you're confused. You know, take a Valium. Take a vacation.
No, it's not true. It's impossible.
Because, as you said, it's earth-shaking, all of this information, yes.
So just within a month or so, you started to talk to friends. What brought you to then getting together with the media and calling the media? I mean, you did what good people should do. You contacted the press, you told us earlier, started asking to do reports. How long after 9/11 did you start that?
Pretty quickly, but... People, it was too fresh. It was too new.
So it took 4 years for you to finally. How long ago did you finally contact the Tokyo Journal? And then how long was the education process where you showed them all these documentaries and documents and news articles?
Well, this was my summer project. So this past summer, I spoke to I don't know how many hundreds of different publications, and they were the courageous people that took this up. And no, for them it was immediate. Show them Road to Tyranny and Masters of Terror, some of your classic titles, and they just said, I need more, I want to see more, you know. And of course, getting on to the Infowars .com and Prison Planet, etc. And so they read all of that.
Well, this is exciting, I mean, to see fair media that looks at the facts and reports on it. I want to talk about the response you and others have gotten to the piece. What response to the Tokyo Journal, one of the big publications in the country, what response have they gotten to the piece?
Well, as soon as it was published, I was told that quite a number of foreign press were given, or in fact, actually had it already in their hands, printed out, photocopies of them. This was given out at another a media event that had nothing related to the Tokyo Journal article. So this was told me by a colleague that happened to be there and said, wow, all of these people had these independent news organizations had this article in hand, and they were talking about it.
Well, yeah, they talk about courage, they talk about who, because we've had nothing but unfair national hit pieces here in the U.S. and predominantly in Europe. So this is big. Stay with us.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith, did you know that a plan was laid down in the 1870s to conquer the world for world government that has not been deviated from since its inception? These conspirators said that they must have many revolutionary wars and 3 world wars. Have we witnessed these wars of liberation since the 1920s and then World War I and World War II? The Illuminati, who are worshippers of Lucifer, are now preparing for the final conflict, the 3rd World War, to produce their 1 world government. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming about by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to request your subscription. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Professor John F. Marcuso is our guest from Tokyo, Japan. This isn't just a story about 9/11. It's a testament to one man taking action, making phone calls, getting the press to cover something serious, and now this fair report out of the Tokyo Journal has gone worldwide, and millions and millions of people have read it on the Internet alone. Continuing, Professor, I want to talk about the response you guys got to this piece. Then let's get into what the piece actually covers and what you think the biggest smoking guns of 9/11 are. Then we'll take some calls. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. But first, let me ask, was anybody involved in this piece intimidated? Did anybody get calls from the government? Did anything like that happen?
Not that I know of. I tried to get the owner of Tokyo Journal, Stephen Hauser, on the phone. Unfortunately, he travels quite a bit inside of the country, so I don't have any information about that. But as far as I know, no.
Tell us more about the response you've witnessed to the piece.
Everyone that's seen it, you know, just throws up their hands and says, knew it all the time, knew it all along. Of course, they're amazed that that a publication like the Tokyo Journal would run a story like this. I mean, this magazine is subscribed to by all the major embassies and businesses in the country, so they have it in their libraries right now.
Here's an important question. Why do you think, and that's the same response I've gotten, knew it all along, why do you think the establishment thought they could get away with something this big and this obvious?
Because power corrupts absolutely. And these people, their egos are so huge that they think that us, the you know, the so-called downtrodden, can't figure it out. Or that would be, or that we would be frightened and timid and just stay in our holes. And they are learning that no, that is not true. We will not.
Well, I agree with you. And if the elite thinks they can get away with this, I mean, it just shows how delusional they are. And it also tells the people we're dealing with hardcore, cold-blooded killers.
It's true. It is absolutely true, yes. And they will stop at nothing. And that's why we do. We must get out onto the streets and talk to people and hand out information so people can go and become informed.
Talking to the average Japanese citizen there in Tokyo about 9/11, what's their take on it? Pre Tokyo Journal article, now post Tokyo Journal article.
That's a great question. You know, the Japanese. Japan is a very complex culture, and it's a hierarchical culture. The Japanese are very well-educated people. They are very well-read people. Average Japanese businessman will read 5 or 6 different publications a day, you know, a couple of novels a month. Sure, they read their manga, you know, just to relax, but, you know, they read the hardcore stuff as well, hard news, and, of course, a lot of alternative news. But when speaking to them, you know, they're non-confrontational. Regardless of some of the myths and some of the misconceptions about the Japanese, and they really want to be left alone. You know, don't bother us. We don't want to know. We don't want to know the truth. And this is difficult because when you confront them with something so huge, it really does rock their world. And on the one hand, yes, okay, we knew it all along. And they'll tell me that. Yes, of course. We knew that it was just too well planned. It went off without a hitch. It's impossible. It could not have happened. And you know, I heard this day one. Just, you know, talking to people, going into a coffee shop or whatever, and just like, oh, you're a foreigner. Where are you from? I'm from New York. Oh my God, you're from New York. Oh, well, you know, what do you think about that? And asking them, well, what do you think about that? Oh, well, very strange, don't you think? So, yeah, they can figure it out.
Well, I mean, I haven't been to Japan. I've just read the different international studies on the Japanese. Aren't they the most educated people in the world?
This is what they say, yes. And being here for 17 years, I would say, yes, they are. Very well educated.
So day one they knew because they're not idiots.
No.
Then you've got the average American doesn't know how many continents there are and can't find Iraq on a map. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
For anyone that wonders why I spend so much time on 9/11, I do at least one or two segments a week on it, sometimes more. Why all of my films, except for one in the last 4.5 years, have been about 9/11 and government-sponsored terror. Because look at the government. Every day they use it. When the police walk up to you in downtown Austin to one of my employees 2 days ago and say, you can't videotape the governor's mansion. Well, why can't I? It's free speech. I'm media. Well, it's a post-9/11 world. Oh, you know, we have to warrantlessly take your bank account for the IRS. Well, why? Well, it's a post-9/11 world. Everything's a post-9/11 world, post-9/11 world. It is the foundational event for the Iraq invasion, for the Iran attack that's now on the front burner. Now, it is literally a crystallizing event, a seminal event that we've witnessed. Now, I know we have loaded phones. We'll be going to your calls here in just a few minutes. We're talking to John F. Marcuso. He is an American living in Japan for over a decade, and he teaches there at a local university. And he contacted the media and contacted, he said, over 100 publications. Finally got the Tokyo Journal to listen to him and one of his colleagues. The Tokyo Journal, the East City Magazine, is a huge nationwide publication, and it has sent shockwaves not just across Japan, but across the media in the world. John, do you want to get into more detail about how you talked to associates who said they were at other big media events and copies of the journal, even before it was out, were being handed out to media?
Well, global peace. You have a link on the InfoWars site. Is run by a woman by the name of Yumi Kikuchi, and she is just an amazing woman. Soon after September 11th, some of her friends put together this organization, and she gives countless lectures every year on just what you talk about. Global elite, manufactured terrorism, the whole idea of order out of chaos, etc. And she was at a media event where she saw journalists with the photocopied of the article, of the Tokyo Journal article. That's the only one that I know of.
Well, that's exciting. I know it's been all over the web here in the U.S., and a lot of media people I've talked to have seen it. Where do you see 9/11 going? Because obviously, Bush's approval rating, even in Gallup poll, is at 30%. He's lost 16% of his conservative base that he said he couldn't lose in focus groups just in the last 2 weeks. He's in a free fall. Obviously, Bush is just a puppet, but the elite use him as a gauge or a yardstick, kind of a thermometer, to see what's happening. Looking at this, if they carry out another attack, I think it'll get exposed as an inside job even faster than we've seen with 9/11. But at the same time, it looks like they need an attack to get the Iran attack back on the tracks.
What I'm afraid of living in Japan is that the government over here is really kind of pushing through a number of very, very key legislation. Just in the past couple of years, there have been this mounting kind of forced nationalism. There are flag laws now and national anthem laws where you must stand up and raise the flag at certain ceremonies. Before that, if you want to hoist, the flag, the Hinomaru, if you don't, well, that's fine. Now, you must. Before, if you wanted to sing Kimigayo, the national anthem, if you want to, that's great.
Now, let me comment on this, because I'm not in Japan, but I've been following it. The Japanese parliament announced, what, a year ago, that they're talking about developing nuclear weapons. The reports are that they've got a secret nuclear weapons program. They have bought some of the most enriched uranium and plutonium ever developed from the French, literally tons of it. That was 5 years ago, big scandal, and they've openly been talking about going toe-to-toe with China or North Korea. North Korea's been firing test missile, Taipong-Dong 2s, into the sea just a few miles from their coastline, threatening them. And it looks like the New World Order is talking about letting Japan militarize as a set piece for some coming conflict with China. Your take on that?
It's true. There are a couple of really important key pieces of legislation. Very soon there's going to be something called, translated as the National Referendum Act. And if you can believe this, that any change to the Constitution cannot be discussed in the media. I mean, can you fathom this?
And of course, one of the big changes is they're talking about going away from a purely defensive military to an offensive military, and they're citing Bush's preemptive war statements.
Exactly. So Article 9, which states that that military is only for defensive measures, right? Also, there's another piece of legislation that's coming in, being discussed right now, and this is to make the Japanese school children more patriotic. The mandatory elementary, junior, and senior high school, that there will be type of nationalistic curriculum introduced. One of the more scary pieces of legislation is something called, I don't really know how to translate it, a legislation that that will not allow, if you can believe this, not allow two people to plan some event. That is, if you want to get together with your friends and say, hey, let's plan to have a demonstration, you could be arrested. Or let's plan to have a party, you could be arrested. Two or more people. The idea behind this is, the way that it's being sold, rather, to the people is that, well, hold on a second, this is really purely anti-gangster, anti-mafia, yakuza, anti-crime type of legislation. But the way that it's being written, it can be applied to any normal person wanting to have a peaceful protest. So that's pretty scary.
Now, MacArthur was in Japan for many years, and our government broke it up and basically still has a lot of control over it to this day. So don't think, folks, that Japan is moving into militarization by accident. When you talk to Japanese about this, what's their take on it?
They're very upset. A lot of Japanese don't know about some of this key legislation. This is also quite frightening because there really isn't a free press in this country. The press here is really controlled by, well, whoever. And they are told what to write and how to write it and how to sell it to the people.
Well, then how did this Tokyo Journal piece get out?
Well, now this is interesting. There are the foreign media and foreign publications.
So that leaks in.
Yes. But even talking just about the Japanese publications, so you have the quote-unquote legitimate publications, famous Asahi newspaper, Mainichi, etc. And then you have another layer, a lower layer, of a tabloid periodicals that can run all sorts of different stories. And it's really in this layer, these so-called tabloid periodicals, which really have some amazingly hard-hitting stories. And just a couple of months ago, one of them ran a September 11th piece talking about the Pentagon and the Power Hour documentary in plain sight.
So more and more is starting to come out. I want to take some calls, but I want to get your view on the U.S. When you talk to friends and family in New York, what is their view on 9/11 four and a half, almost 5 years later now versus what it was four and a half, 5 years ago?
Well, people are waking up. One of my great joys is that my mother and father now understand that it was a self-inflicted wound. Soon after, you know, my father was praising Bush. He's like, "Hey, this is." Although Tokyo Journal got it wrong, my family is they're lifelong Democrats, not Republicans. But that's why I mentioned my parents, because here you have a lifelong Democrat, and he's saying, "Hey, you know, Bush, you know, we need a strong leader, etc." And now, of course, my father wants him impeached. He wants him, you know, he wants him jailed. Let there be a real investigation. My father is fuming. So is my mother, and now, of course, my brothers and other family members are waking up, and lots of New Yorkers are.
It's the same thing with New Yorkers I know that 2 years ago were mad at me and now know the truth. And I wonder why suddenly it's really becoming accepted.
I don't know. The hundred monkey theory, people are just finally getting a hold of this information and watching it, the loose change. Road to Tyranny, you know, all of your amazing work, martial law, your documentaries, people are making copies of them and handing them out. 3 years ago, I had my first screening of martial law in my apartment. Just, you know, hey, bunch of friends came over, let's just watch it. Gee, can I have a copy of it? Can I make a copy of it? Yeah, Mr. Jones says you can burn your own copies as long as you don't sell them. Wow, amazing. Start spreading that way.
It's wonderful. We're going to take a few calls, Professor, but before we do that, any other key points you want to add that I haven't given you a chance to state?
Well, as a matter of fact, Yumi Kikuchi is putting together the first Tokyo International 9/11 Truth Conference. It's tentatively slated for October 7th. Jimmy Walters is coming, as so is William Rodriguez. I would love you to come, if you can make it.
I'd love to, but I'm always tied down here on the home front, here in my command bunker, here in the nest. But I am going to a conference in early June, and then I'm having my own June 24th and 25th in Los Angeles, California.
I wish I could be there.
No, oh, I'd love to see you there. Let's go ahead and take some calls. I'm sure these will be all over the map, but that's okay. Jim in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I had a question for a previous guest you had. Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead. Sure.
Okay, it was a couple weeks ago. You had a McCoy on there.
Yes, I had a professor out of Wisconsin about torture and government drug dealing.
Okay, the question I had that night, I had a problem with the radio fading in and out. And
that's just fine. What's your question?
Okay, on percentage, he said something about the troops in Vietnam and the percentage.
I don't remember the exact percentage, but our government sold high-quality heroin directly to the troops to then have a market back in the U.S.
Okay, I think he said something like 34%. Does that?
I don't remember, sir.
Okay.
And
it sounded like something else, like he said something about fire bases. Does that bring a bell to you or something?
The interview is posted on Infowars.com. I don't remember.
Okay, it is on the Infowars then?
Yes.
Okay. All righty, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate the call. That's another example of problem reaction solution. They ship in the narcotics and then fill the prisons up with your children when they use the product the government brings in to begin with, and the very same drug dealers predominantly, I've done a study of this, then own the private prisons and make the money off that. It's totally sick. Let's go ahead and talk to James in Maryland. James, you're on the air. Go ahead. Just hung up. Elias in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Right. This is concerning phone calls. This phone call is being recorded now by the telephone company.
That's right. I've been telling
people this. The whole thing about this is all the calls that are being made on all the phones in the United States, and maybe more, is being recorded by the telephone companies, and the government is paying them to do this. So that every call you have made in the last 4 or 5 years on your phone has been recorded. And is accessible.
Sir, you sound like you just put him on hold. You sound like you just learned this and you're very upset. I don't know how long you've been listening to the show, but in 1996 it was made public that the NSA put offices in every major phone switching company, and everything is run through and everything is recorded with keywords, and that is admitted and that is public, and now everyone's freaking out. I'm getting hundreds of emails literally because it was in the front page of the USA Today. Go ahead and finish up your point, sir.
Well, it is not keywords. They are recording all the conversations on all the phones.
Well, that's not my understanding.
It's being held by the telephone company.
That's not my understanding.
They're doing it. Well, I just heard Springer on the radio give his old expose of the whole thing. Okay?
No, they record phone conversations. Put him on hold. They record when they get a keyword, then they start recording, sir. But they are monitoring everything. That's your free society. But you sound upset, so go ahead.
It's not keywords. You keep saying keywords. It is not keywords. They are recording all the conversations. They have the power to do it. They have the megabytes to do it.
And okay, well, are you angry at me, sir?
You keep talking about keywords. It's not keywords.
Are you angry at me, sir?
No. You keep talking. I am just trying to correct you because you keep talking about keywords. You always have. And that is not a fact.
Okay.
You don't care about keywords.
Okay, all righty. I appreciate your call.
Mr. Jones, could I add something?
Sure.
On March 15th, the Defense Agency opened up a new 23.4 billion yen wiretapping facility in one of the southern islands of Japan. Their mission has not been disclosed, but there you go. So.
Well, you know, I've been studying the National Security Agency and the Echelon and the Infopol 9 system in Europe for a long time, and I wasn't trying to get combative with that caller, but he sounded extremely angry. And, yes, they have the computer space to record everything, and they do record quite a bit. But according to my knowledge, and you can believe Jerry Springer if you like, the bastion of fact, and I guess if he said it, it's God's word, but that's not my view. I mean, I'm the guy who took the heat for saying the NSA was listening and recording and hooked into every phone call in the country. I said that 10 years ago because I had the law they passed. So I'm covering everything up, ladies and gentlemen. I've been caught. I mean, it's as if I'm saying the government isn't bad. Professor, sorry that all these calls aren't.
No, not at all. But whether they are recording one word or keywords or the entire conversation, it's illegal.
Yeah, it's illegal. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. And I never figure out why people don't get upset about something until it's in the front page of USA Today. And I have the USA Today article right here in front of us, and they are admitting that the phone companies are recording the records of the calls, and they're recording parts of the calls. But according to what I know from people that work in NSA, they were not recording everything. But you can't explain that to him, so it doesn't really matter. We're going to come back and take a few more calls. We'll see if John or Tom or Mike or anybody wants to specifically talk to our valiant guest who took action and got the truth out about 9/11 in a big, big way. I know it's frustrating, folks. You can't call up and yell at George Bush. You can't call up and yell at Hillary Clinton. So I'm here. I understand. It's all my fault. I'm covering up for the NSA now. Yes, that's what I've always done. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back after this quick break. I bet when the transponders go in our cars to Texas, I'll get a call saying I'm covering that up, too. I've just been talking about it for 11 years. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Friends, join us in the fight to expose the terrorists before they strike again and use it to fully destroy this country and use America as an engine of world government and domination. Go to InfoWars.com. Get Martial Law, my three-hour 9/11 film I came out with last year, one of the best 9/11 films out there, many have said. Also get the classic 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, almost 3 hours, covering Oklahoma City, the first World Trade Center bombing, 9/11, and the whole police state. Get my book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny. It's an easy read, about 225 pages. Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. Get my videos. Make copies. It's having such a huge effect. They're available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And we've got a big 9/11 conference that I'm sponsoring coming up June 24th and 25th of next month. A lot of big speakers. Go check out details and get your tickets before they're gone at Infowars.com as well. I didn't ask the professor during the break if he could stay a little bit with us in the next hour, but I know it's like 3 in the morning there now, Japan time, but he's an American living in Japan. Before we go back to John and Mike and Rita and Anthony and others, Doug and others, Professor, you told Kevin, one of my producers, a story about just how subservient the Japanese are, though, about how you came into the class on the first day of school one time and what you did. Will you share that story with us?
Absolutely. This is an experiment that I've done quite a number of times over the course of my 17-year career in Japan. I've done this. This type of experiment in various different ways. One way is me standing up in front of the class and saying, stand up, sit down, 10, 15, 20 times, and people are standing up and sitting down. Stand up, raise your arm, or raise your right arm, put your right arm down, you know, type of Simon Says, without any explanation, and everyone does it. And then, okay, sit down, and then I just go on with the lesson. No comment, no question, nothing. They just do it. Other times I've just sat in my chair at the front of the class and stared at people. Or I sat on the side of the podium, looking, you know, towards the window or towards the wall, the door.
Will you later bring it up to them why you did it, to show them
After a couple of times doing this with various classes, saying, why? Didn't you think that was strange? And of course, it's, was it supposed to be strange? Well, maybe it was strange, but I'm not sure. But
so you have one of the most intelligent, highest IQs, longest-lived population in the world, but they are imperially conditioned through thousands of years to be servants, to follow orders, to slit their wrist if they were ordered to, or jab a sword into their belly if they were ordered to. In the past, they would even have the ninja so brainwashed they would commit suicide after doing their one appointed assassination. That way, whoever hired the ninja couldn't be caught. I mean, this is incredible. And we see similar brainwashing, but not to the same extent, with imperial conditioning with the English population. We see this time and time again, Professor.
It's true. You know, if you ask me, what do you think about the truth movement really succeeding in Japan? On one day, I'll be very optimistic. On another day, I'll be extremely pessimistic. And one of the reasons is because, for me, Japan is a perfect place for the New World Order. It was made, packaged, for the New World Order to come in and to take over. People will just allow it to happen. That's
Professor,
how
I know it's the middle of the night, but will you stay with us 20 more minutes to take calls?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
Fantastic. I promise we're going to go to your calls quickly, and you can bring up any topic you want, but it'd be nice if you brought up 9/11, and it'd be nice if you didn't basically bark at me for not covering the NSA properly. I mean, I get attacked for saying the NSA spies on us.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.